The number one show in syndication, Judge Judy.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
2,000 seasons and over 10
how
million.
Many, how many seasons?
Maybe 3,000.
Maybe 3,000.
Been on forever.
She looks great.
10 million daily viewers every day. And Judge Judy is on the phone because she's launching a new Facebook contest, the ultimate high school graduation with America's Judge. Good morning, Judge Judy.
And good morning to you all. Are you freezing?
Well, we're not
we're
today.
Different is places.
Is you're in New York, right?
I am not in New York.
Where are you?
I'm in Naples, Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, with your big yacht?
No. In my humble apartment.
I've seen
it. And where are you?
I'm physically in Dallas, Texas.
Is it cold in Dallas?
It's beautiful.
It must be cold in Dallas.
It's beautiful.
It's a nice day
today. Yeah.
It's a nice day today.
It's no Naples, but it's nice.
Well, we're a little cloudy today, but we don't complain. We don't complain about the weather. As long as we get up, put our feet on the floor in the morning, it's a good day.
Amen.
Now, what is this, Judge Judy? Launch your Facebook contest, the ultimate high school graduation with America's Judge?
Well, we thought it might be fun and interesting. To do a high school graduation commencement. I haven't done one of those in a very, very long time.
Uh-huh.
I used to do them for my grandchildren. Then I think that they got a little bored with me. So I haven't really done one in, I think, about 8 or 9 years. And we thought it what might be interesting for kids who seem to have found our program. I don't know how, but they seem to have found our program.
And seem to be
interested in it to see if they would like an opportunity to have me come and speak at their commencement. So they're going to write in 250 words and tell me why their school is someplace special, why it might be an interesting place for me to come, and why they think that I would be an interesting commencement speaker for their school.
And what is your commencement message when you did it in the past? Yeah.
Well, you know, if I had to tell you the one message that I try to leave with kids is you only have one chance to make a first impression.
Mm.
And if that first impression is something stupid that you've posted on Facebook, because everybody goes on Facebook now before they accept someone to college or accept someone for a job position, they say, let me really find out what this person is like.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see you doing something stupid and ridiculous, you're starting with one foot out the door.
And it's really better for you to appear before them than they appear before you.
Oh, absolutely.
Young people make a lot of mistakes. It's part of being young, part of growing up. Would you ever share any mistakes that Judge Judy did as a young person?
You know, one thing about getting older, you forget about the mistakes.
Like Brian Williams.
It's not that I wouldn't share them if I made them.
But you just don't remember.
But I don't remember. Actually, you know, I try to put a positive spin on it. I say, you know, there are really no mistakes in life. If you're smart, there are only learning experiences.
But now you put your mistakes up on Facebook.
And now you put your mistakes, now you're proud of them.
Yeah. And so how do people apply to get Judge Judy to give the commencement address?
Well, they go on our Facebook page.
Okay.
The official Judge Judy Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And all the directions are in there. And believe me, these kids know how to use that computer far better than I do. So you click a button and Submit your 250 words.
Okay. And when you do the commencement speech, Will Byrd be with you?
Yeah, Will Byrd open it up.
Standing to the side.
I haven't asked him. I'll have to nudge him and find out.
Well, tell Bailiff Byrd we said hello too, please.
He's our favorite bailiff.
Thank you, Judge Judy.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Pleasure. Bye. Have a great day.
You too.